For the Word of God today, we're going to read several passages. This is about renewal. This is about being renewed. The scripture says, He makes all things new. Listen and don't forget, He makes all things new through anything. He makes all things new through anything. What has God said about newness? I would like to be new, Pastor. I'd like to be 25 again. No, you wouldn't. You'd be more frightening at 25 than you were the first time you did it. What do I need, and what does God say about being renewed or newness? Well, let's look at what the scripture says in Isaiah 43, 18, 19, the first part of that verse. Forget the former things. Read this with me. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. Ooh, read that again. Do not dwell on the past. Let's say that again. Do not dwell on the past. Now watch this. Read it with me. See, I am doing a new thing. You need to remember that. In fact, you need to write that down and put it on your refrigerator, the place you go most of the time. That's what God has said about newness. He said, forget the former things. Don't dwell on the past. I'm doing a new thing. He knows how to make things new. Then he said in Isaiah 65, 17, read it with me. See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be what? Will not be what? Nor will they come to mind. Oh, but you don't understand what I've been through. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you've been through or whatever you're going through, if you'll look on the wall there on the corner that you're standing in life, you will see graffiti by me. Do you know why? I've been there. And if you'll look at the graffiti on that wall where you're standing in your life, you'll probably see everybody else's name on that same corner. Am I helping anybody? He says, I'll create a new heaven and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. What has God said about newness? Ephesians 4, 22 to 24. I want you in your Bible or on your electronic device to go to Ephesians 4. And I want you to read that sometime today, because the Apostle Paul talks about our relationship with the Lord and with one another. And then he gets down to about verse 20. And he says, that's not the way of life that you've learned. Everybody say, that's not what I've learned. Everybody look this way. When we accept Jesus, we don't just suddenly start supernaturally doing all the right things. We have to learn to do it. Everybody say learn. We have to change our mind. So in verse 22, he says this. Read it with me. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self. Now, who's going to put off the old self? I am. Remember, Jesus said to the woman caught in the act of adultery, "Neither do I condemn you. Go your way. God's going to help you and give you power and grace and strength to not do wrong anymore." Is that what he said? No. He said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and don't do it again." Wow, that wasn't nice. He just said, "Stop." Well, I don't know if, unless you stop, you'll never get better. You have to stop. I can't help you if you don't stop. Hello? Put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful what? Desire. Didn't say it was the devil. It's deceitful desire. You have desires, and they didn't all come from the devil. It's just stuff you want to do. James 1, a man is tempted when he's drawn away of his what? Own desires. And then there's a catch here. And enticed. Somebody or something has to draw you. So he says, your old self is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. Verse 23, you were taught, verse 23, to be made new in what? The attitude of your minds. You have to change your mind. I have to change my mind. And to put on the what? Say it out loud. The new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. So I have to put it on. Say it. I have to put it on. Well, God's going to do that. No, he's not. True. When we make Jesus Lord, we are born again, but we still have the choice. We still have the choice. So God is saying that I have to put on the new self. Are you willing to do that? And when a person puts on that new self, we don't test them for 40 days to see if they really meant it. We believe them the moment they say, "I've changed my mind about that. Not going to do that again. I'm going to believe you until you give me a reason not to." That's what the Father does. "Well, I think we ought to wait about 6 months." No. The moment you say, "I've repented and I've changed," that's it for me. Why? That's how he works. That's how he works. So what has God said about newness again? Revelation 21:5, he who was seated on the throne said, "I'm making everything new." Watch this. Read it loud. Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are," and he's making everything new. So when you put on the new self, he makes everything new for you around you. Wow. So out of these scriptures, how do I apply it? What do I do? If this is the year of renewal for me, that God is going to renew me, how do I do this? It's work. And hopefully next Sunday, I'll show you some pictures of something that was renewed, and it took work, didn't it? To renew takes work. In fact, you have to talk to yourself and say, "No, I don't do that. I don't say that. I don't." Even what comes out of your mouth. Well, I'm a Christian, but what comes out of your mouth? Because Jesus said, whatever comes out of our mouth tells other people what is in our what? Heart. He's not talking about the pumper, he's talking about the heart. This is the heart. So how do I apply these scriptures? Are you ready? Number one, according to Isaiah 41, 18 and 19 that we read, I refuse to relive the negative past. Say that with me. I refuse to relive the negative past. There's a difference between testimony and reliving. Testimony, we tell how God has helped us, how we've put our trust in Him. But if we relive the past by just talking about how bad it was, how horrible it was, how terrible it was, no, I want to tell you, I went through it this time, but God came and just changed. I don't run around and focus on that negative past. I focus on the new things that God's done in my life. So according to Isaiah 41, 18 and 19, I refuse to relive the past. Remember he said, forget the former things. Don't keep going back to them. Secondly, I believe God is making my world so totally new, I'll not even think about the past. Write that down. Isaiah 65, 17. He says, look, I'm going to make a new heaven and a new earth, and you're going to forget the former things, and they're going to pass away. Don't even think about them. Believe God. I believe God is making my world so totally new, I'll not even think about the past. But you have to change how you think. And you have to change what comes out of your mouth. Oh, but you don't understand. You know, it just seems like everything's been going every which way but right. No, 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 no. When the enemy comes up against me like a flood, the Holy Spirit will raise up a standard against him and I'll overcome him. I won't stand by myself. Am I helping anybody? Thirdly, how do I apply what God said about new things? Well, Paul said, thirdly, I have to put off the old me and put on the new me. I have to do that. That means if I don't know what to do, I have to get somewhere somebody will teach me what to do. Well, I don't need to go to church. I can stay home and learn it from TV. You might. But see if Reverend Bubba on the TV will take your call when you call for prayer. It's getting quiet in this Pentecostal place. You need people you can touch. You need people you can touch. In fact, Paul spent 14 years with people he could touch before he really does something public. He went with them and was a part, but he learned by watching. So these three things, these three scriptures, Isaiah 41, 18 and 19, I'm going to refuse to relive the negative past. Secondly, Isaiah 65, 17, I believe God's making my world so totally new, I'll not even think about the past. Thirdly, according to Ephesians 4, 22 to 24, I'm going to put off the old me and put on the new me. Fourthly, according to Revelation 21 and 5, Jesus told John, write this down because these sayings are what? Trustworthy. Say trustworthy. And true. I will write down the things I believe he is making new in my life. Why do I do that? You need something tangible you can go to and identify. Father, I thank you that you make these things new in my life. Well, when do you stop doing that, Dr. Burrell? Can I tell you something? I haven't stopped yet. I have a place that I write them down and I watch him change them. Because when he says he makes all things new, that means I'm going to partner with him. That means I'm going to agree with him, and what comes out of my mouth is going to be in agreement with him. Well, God's making all things new in my life. Wow. And I'm doing what I need to do. I believe God's making my world so totally new, I'll not even think about the past. In fact, when people talk about your past, you know what'll happen? You'll have to go, what? Because you've forgotten it. Forget the former things. Forget the former things. Write it down. I believe he's making these things new in my life. Well, Pastor, if it involves people and I write them out of my life, what does that mean? That means you've made him first. When I was a kid, they found, my dad was having problems with his back to the point that he was almost paralyzed in the way he moved. And he was only in his early to mid 30s. And for years he went to have something done and they couldn't find anything. Finally, a really good doctor found that he needed to do surgery because he thought there was a pinched nerve. Well, when they opened up Dad's back, they found a large formation of matted blood vessels and arteries that they called a blood tumor. It was laying on his spine. And I'll never forget as a kid, that doctor picked up, when he was talking to my mom and the family, he picked up a piece of Kleenex. He said, that tumor is thinner than this Kleenex. He said he could drop dead any second. He said, I couldn't remove it, couldn't repair it. All I did was chipped a little piece of his spine off of the bone so the nerve could lay in there because that blood tumor was pressing on that nerve. He sewed him up. One day my mom and I walked into the hospital room as Dad was recovering, and he was standing in the bathroom with both hands holding his head up. And he was leaning against the sink and looking in the mirror. And we heard him say this, Heavenly Father, I thank you that you helped me get out of here so I can dance for you one more time. Within a week of that day, he was standing in the pulpit preaching and outlived the doctor. He was 91 when he passed away. He never spoke of that blood tumor. Why? There was a brother came by the house one day and said, Brother Burrell, God can make blood flow where there are no veins. He laid hands on him and God touched him. And before Brother Briley left the house, he said to my mom, who had been so distraught about, my Lord, he could die any second. Brother Briley looked at my mom and said, Sister Burrell, said God will take care of your husband if you'll change how you see him. She said, what do you mean? She said, he said, you have your husband here and God here. He said, if you will change that, God, I'm going to serve you and I'm going to do what you say, whether Doyle's here or not. You know what? Dad began to mend instantly. From then on, my dad blamed Brother Briley for being demoted in his house. Ladies and gentlemen, you will recover if you will put God here and everything else here. Write down the things that you believe He is making new, because He wants to make all things new in your life. The only way you can do it is, number three, you got to put off the old me, the way you used to talk, the way you used to respond, and put on the new me. This will change you this year if you'll do these things. But Pastor, I believe you tell everybody that. The Lord gave these things to me in about 14 minutes last night. Just bam, 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 bam. It wasn't what I'd planned to share. He said, tell them, I'm making all things new. I want you to stand. I want you to read these with me. And I want you to put I in it. I want you to put I at the beginning. I refuse to relive the negative past according to Isaiah 41, 18 and 19. I believe God is making my world so totally new, I will not even think about the past. Isaiah 65, 17. I put off the old me and put on the new me according to Ephesians 4, 22 to 24. I will write down the things I believe He is making new in my life according to Revelation 21, 5. Do everything based on His word. He makes all things new. Do you guys remember the old song we used to sing in out of the Redback hymnal? I'm in a new world since the Lord saved me. I'm in a new world, old things have passed away. All things have become new ever since that happy day. He opened up my blinded eyes, and then I had a great surprise. I'm in a new world since the Lord saved me. Don't push me, I'll sing it. Amen. That needs to be your watchword. I'm in a new world. Well, you used to, no, I'm in a new world. You used to, no, I'm a new me. Well, I know the way you think. No, 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 you don't know this me. I have changed me. Well, isn't God involved? When you start the change, He gives the strength. He gives the, oh my. You just base it on His word. Take this and do it. But that's too easy. That's the way He is. Easy. I have to teach myself. Paul said in Ephesians 4, you've learned. Everybody say, I learn. When you learn something, what do you have to do? You have to practice it. Repeat it. If you mess up, what do? Just pick up and go. Don't stand there and go, I messed up. Oh, Bob Ross used to say, there are no mistakes in paintings. They're just happy opportunities. That's what you need to do. Are you glad you came today? Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you today that you're going to help us to refuse to live the negative past, because we're going to base it on your word. It doesn't mean we deny or avoid things going on in our lives. But those things are not going to control us. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you are making our world so totally new that we'll have to work to think of the past. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now that we are determined to put on the new self, put off the old self, according to Ephesians 4. And we are determined, Father, to write down those things we believe you're doing new in our lives, according to Revelation 21:5. I thank you for strengthening your people today in the name of Jesus Christ, because we live in a new world. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new ever since that happy day. You opened up our blinded eyes, and then we had a great surprise. We're in a new world since you've delivered us. In the name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen.
Thank you for joining our service today. If you'd like to donate, we have many ways for you to give. You can text Zion and the amount to 73256, visit us online at zionca.org, or send by mail to Zion Christian Assembly, 258 Beartooth Parkway, Suite 130, Dawsonville, Georgia 30534. For more resources and information on our church, visit zionca.org.